Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you are listening to the Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to understand your spiritual questions. Today I have Ed Edwards here to discuss his very interesting techniques of healing, and he will explain that to us, the biointrinsic energy healing and how he does it. He is a very unique person. We don't know anybody else that does it to date. And so he will discuss this. At the end of the show, in the fourth segment, I will do some short readings for listeners. So call 800-930-2819 if you would like to talk to us. And with this, I'm going to invite Ed into our show. Welcome, Ed.
Hello. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this bio-intrinsic energy healing that you do?
Well, the name was coined up by Dr. William C. Levingood and Dr. John Getty back in the late 90s because they had never seen anything quite like what I'm doing. I was able to go to their lab starting in 1994 and repeatedly be able to generate energies and produce energies that would come out of my hands that they could measure and record. So we did 8 years of studies, working every weekend in the lab, of them studying me. And so they coined up the name, Bio-Intrinsic Resonant Energy. They learned through the studies that I had learned and been doing it most of my life, how to resonate magnetic fields of energy within my brain. And by doing so at different frequencies, I could cause different things outside of my body to take place. And that really got their attention. So I was the first person to come along that could repeat things over and over again for them in the lab. So we spent 8 years there studying, you know, how I was generating this energy, and pretty well determined that my brain's left and right side worked like magnetic generators, and they would pulse energy back and forth like a ball of energy inside my brain, and it would move it back and forth at about 1.618 hertz. And when I would do that, I could build up measurable energy and use that measurable energy then to apply to people in pain, stress, suffering, all kinds of different things. And by applying that energy, it causes whoever I apply it to's bodies to start healing themselves and stuff. And so those studies started off with Dr. Levingood and Dr. John Getty back in the 90s, went on to ground in 2008, got me hooked in with the Ryan Research Center at Duke University, where I was introduced to the bioenergy biophoton lab. And once I got there and got in their chamber, I was able to produce ultraviolet radiation repeatedly for them, 200-300 times above background radiation. And that just blew the physicists and doctors' minds. And so that started studies there in 2008. So I go to them regularly, every month and a half, 2 months. Along then, in 2015, after we had made some major breakthroughs in how I could producing this energy, they were able to get me introduced to the DOPS lab at the University of Virginia with Dr. Ross Dunsey and Dr. Edward Kelly. At the DOPS lab, we do the EEG studies, and that's where they wire my brain up with 128 wires. I sit in a recliner, and I listen to a computer telling me to either focus or relax. And then they watch all the electrical changes going on within my head. They wouldn't tell me for the first 2 years what they were finding. It freaked them out so much. But finally, when they went public with it, they said that all the other EEG studies they had done since the 70s, the average person or persons that they studied, including the meditators and the Qigong masters and all that, was operating basically an alpha state of consciousness and stuff. So they knew that everybody normally was operating in a single state of consciousness all the time, mainly alpha, like when awake. But with me, what freaked them out was they were finding frequencies from theta to alpha going on in my brain all the time. And they wanted to just keep seeing if they were seeing it every time I would go. I would go every 2 months to the lab and spend 3 to 5 days in the chamber being studied. By doing that, we were able to determine that my brain is acting totally different than anyone else they'd really done any of the EEG studies. So we kind of wonder what was different about me than everybody else. And the only thing that we come up with is because I was aware of this energy when I was 2-3 years old. My grandmother was known as a hands-on Christian healer in my hometown, so she kept it kind of awake and alive in me, and she did it constantly on me the first 3 years of my life. And by the time I was 3, I was playing with energy. I knew how to change the polarities and cause all my other friends in preschool and stuff to just tingle like crazy and things like that. And then being from down in Georgia, I was like, had to be in a Southern Baptist church all the time. And I was a hyperactive little kid that could not stand on being tied down and made to sit still. So once they forced me to sit still long enough, I started playing with this energy, and I would play with it on the congregation in the church, which was a great lab for me as a little bitty kid. And at 7 years old, I learned how to change the polarity fields in a very fun way and by accident, and I followed my intuition. And one Sunday, we were sitting in church, and at 11:30, the preacher always had prayer, and then he had silent prayer. And this one Sunday, when I was about 7, my intuition said, create this DC negative field where you're pulling on everybody. And I was sitting up in the balcony with a couple other friends where the children sat and looking down on the main congregation. I started this DC negative field where I was pulling on everybody. And pulled and pulled. And then the preacher went into silent prayer. When he went into silent prayer and it got real quiet in there, my intuition or spirit or whatever y'all want to call it said, let go of it, reverse the polarity, and push real hard. And when I did that and I reversed the polarity and I pushed and squeezed on this energy ball, I started hearing a rumble downstairs. And about 10 seconds later, about 20 or 30 or more people went to farting downstairs, all about the same time. And that just freaked me and my two buddies out. And they said, did you do that? Asking me. And I said, I don't know. Let's try it next Sunday. We tried it again next Sunday. Sure enough, same thing happened. So I practiced that for 7 years. Anytime I got opportunity of changing these magnetic field or electric fields in my brain, and it would cause funny things to happen to people around me. And so I grew up with an awareness of my energy and higher brain functions with that all the other kids that got beat out of them. Where I would come from, and it happens, I guess, all over the world through religions and things like that, they kept telling me and my friends that we were playing with the devil. I had other friends in preschool that could play with this energy, but by the time we got in first and second grade, they had quit playing with theirs and said, you're going to go to hell for playing with that. That's the devil. You're going to burn in hell. So they were forced to quit it. But my intuition said, you know, this is good, not bad. And so I continued to play with it. and played with it and played with it while I watched everybody else get it beat out of them. But they didn't beat it out of me. They tried to, but they didn't.
Yeah, that frequently happens. I mean, when someone is able to do something that other people can't explain, people will blame it on the devil, or they'll try to beat it out of you to get you to stop doing it and to conform to things. Well, I have to say, probably for a lot of people, the fact that you didn't give it up has been very helpful.
Yes, it sure has now, especially with all the people I'm able to help with it, especially these children I get to work with. I have the brain tumors, no cure. When I get a hold of the kids, the tumors shrink.
Okay, Ed, hold that thought for a minute because we're about to take a break. And after we come back from the break, I want to really hear all about the children that you've helped.
Sure. And so, toward the end of the show, I can give a live demonstration on all the audience, both now in live form and then in recorded form. If you record it, anybody that listens to it in the future will feel the effects.
Wow. Anyway, that's a wonderful, wonderful offer. And you're listening to the Psychic Professors Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about biointrinsic energy and healing and hear all about the many different ways that Ed is helping people with this healing ability that he has. So with that said, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
We're back on the Psychic Professor's Show with Ed Edwards. But before we continue, I'm going to make an interesting announcement. Ed has offered to help our radio audience heal. So he's going to demonstrate his process in the third segment. And then we're going to ask people to call in to see if they've had any good effects or if they've noticed any effects at all. And the call-in number is 800-930-2819. This show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery, and we are back with Ed Edwards. And Ed, I'd like you to tell us about the many children that you've helped to heal.
Yeah, I was on a radio show back, I can't remember when the first one I did, it was somewhere in the mid, about 2004 or 2005, somewhere in there. It's on Conscious Living by Wendy Garrett out of Kansas City. And it just so happened several different people that had children or family with children with suffering from either DIPG brain tumors and or leukemia, things like that, got in touch with their family members and told them what they had heard about me on the show. And so their family members kind of bypassed their doctors because the doctors in the medical associations with all their radiation, all this and that, didn't seem to be helping their children. So they got in touch with me, and I managed to make a road trip, like I'm on one now, and I went up to North Dakota and met up with these families with children with DIPG brain tumors. And a lot of the parents were skeptical, and some of them were just too religious to allow their children to be exposed to me. But the children of the parents that were allowed to expose to me and for me to work with are all still alive, and their tumors are continually shrinking. You know, so a lot of the other religious families' children have passed on and stuff, which I can't do nothing about it because of the way their families work. But all the children that are having pain, headaches, you know, from tumors and things like that, I can put this energy through my hands on both sides of their heads and run it through there. And within 2 months, the tumors will shrink nearly 2 centimeters a month. And then the body fights them off and kills them, takes care of them. And then I've got to work with other children with leukemia and things like that. And when I electrify their bodies with my energy, it just kicks their bodies into gear. Well, first, let's get something straight. I am not a healer. I have never healed anyone in my life. All I do is crank this energy up of our body's electrical systems so high that I can activate another person's healing mechanism and charge their batteries up with it. By doing that, I can cause the healing systems built into people's bodies to activate, come online, and work up to about 1,000 times faster than they normally would for, you know, people. And when I do that, people get hot, tingly, and even long range. When I do this demonstration in your third quarter here, people that take part in it will get hot and tingly, and that'll just be this universal energy coming in, locking into their systems and activating them. And then I'll just crank it up, charge the batteries up, and they will do the healing then. Now, that's the neat thing about it. I ain't got to worry about what's wrong with anybody. I treat everybody like they're just totally screwed up and tune them up, charge the batteries, and they're happy and good to go then.
So you're working with a universal force or energy?
Yes. Dr. Levengood in the labs there, when they'd set up all the flux gate magnetometers and all the crazy instrumentation around me, would see me activating energy. And then they would see this energy from in space around me to congregate and come at me, just build and then all of a sudden come toward me from all directions.
And they could physically see it?
They could see it in their magnetometer data. fluctuate magnetometer data. It would alter the magnetic fields of the area around us so much that they would see an inflow of energy coming at me from all directions, like I was a black hole and it was just being sucking it toward me.
Now, do you suck this energy in and then send it out to people?
Yes, in a sense, that's pretty much what I do. And what I call it, my grandmother said it was the Holy Spirit coming through us, and I look at it and just call it source energy, and I lock on to it and then lock on to the people, one person or millions or thousands or 500s or whatever it is that's aware of me, and whether it's here in the present or in recorded form in the future, and I just lock the energy on them, light them up real good, and everybody goes to grinning and feeling better.
Well, that's great. Well, I know I do have to admit that after meeting you, my illness feels better. I mean, and it took me a while to really notice it, but it was just like one day I was like, oh, this has been a change, you know, and I thought, gee, this is really different. But I when I see you, we'll talk about that a little more. Why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you? Because I'm sure some listeners are thinking, how can we invite Ed to come and heal, help us heal?
Well, there's several ways of doing it. I can do it in person, you know, if people put up events and things to do, or I'm setting up a Zoom webinar service to do it online. See, I'm setting up, in the process of setting up, a children's teaching center, an adult teaching center, and like a healing center. It's where I teach people how to heal and eat stuff and do it in person and online. And so that's, you know, kind of where I'm at right now. And so to get in touch with me, you can just simply Google my name. And remember, my first name has two D's in it. It's E-D-D. Ed. And my last name is Edwards. E-D-W-A-R-D-S. You find that and you'll see the biointrinsic resonant energy and a whole bunch of other things. I've got a lot of stuff on YouTube. And then I have a website, which is www.eddedwards.com. So it's just my name, ededwards.com. You can go there and learn a lot. If you go there, you'll notice I've got on the pages on the right sidebar newsletter areas. There's four of them. I got a Catua Clubhouse, which is just the basic sign up for it. That's kind of my clubhouse. So when I can be online, we come in and do video hangouts in there, and I do energy sessions. And then I've got another newsletter for people for healing sessions that want things to do kind of like that, where I do it in a group setting. And then I'm setting up the adult classes and the children's awakening classes. You know, the main thing and my point here is to get this out to the children, get them started playing with the energy. I've got kids where I travel in my lecture runs all over the country that 5 or 6 years ago I started teaching children along the way. And then as I go back each trip, the kids are getting stronger and stronger and stronger with it. But we need a little more formal education. So I'm setting up the Zoom webinar, and if I can get it all up on a regular pattern one day a week, like maybe on a Saturday, I'll have a children's session room where all the kids all over the planet that want to take part with parents' permission can, and we play with energy, things like that.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah. I mean, what sounds great about this is the fact that you're sharing your skill. I mean, it's not something that you're trying to keep to yourself, that you want other people to be able to do this.
That's my game plan. It's kind of like a mission. You know, I got to wake people up.
That's a good metaphor. Yes, wake people up. And just like you've woken up all these different researchers. Yeah.
That's the fun part. I'm having a blast with them. I've got to do now some little TV shows and a few other things. And so when you Google my name, you'll find me on like America Out Loud and different little TV show things. Not big stuff yet, but it's coming.
Well, you're on YouTube. I know you've got
I'm on YouTube.
Many YouTube.
I did a com-
yes.
I did a Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl where I used my energy to blow open a bag of Doritos.
Now, wait a minute. You blew up a bag of Doritos with your energy?
Go to YouTube search bar and type in silent, S-I-L-E-N-C-E, is, I-S, bold, B-O-L-D.
Silence is bold. Okay.
Silence is bold.
And then we'll get to see your Doritos commercial.
You can see my Doritos commercial there.
Now, having worked in advertising, who was the agency on this? Who made this commercial?
The ones that are doing the documentary on me, they just had a chance to go for the prize there for doing a Super Bowl commercial, but we came in seventh place with that. So it didn't make the Super Bowl and all, but... We didn't make the Super Bowl thing with it, but we did make the thing where it's been on different things like Sci-Fi Channel and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know, and that was one of the things where they have a user-generated commercial contest where they ask people to make commercials. And I remember the winner one year was very funny. That is interesting. But then people probably didn't realize it was your energy that was making the bag explode.
No, and part of that was Hollywood too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have been more interesting. Yeah. One of the best commercials that was successful was the little Darth Vader one where the little boy's by the car trying to do divorce and the father turns the key on the car and the car turns on and he's startled and he thinks the force has worked. Those things, are fun. Yeah. People like that a lot. So that's really great. So you're being researched, you're using your energy to heal others, and you're trying to teach this skill to other people. So that's really wonderful. I mean, that's very, very, I would say kind of you to do that, because you would think that so many people, if they had such a unique skill, they would, be very egotistical about it and want to keep it to themselves and all of that. But no, this is great. And your main base is in Georgia. Is that correct?
Yes. Are you familiar with the Foxfire books, the Foxfire organization, Appalachian Mountains?
Yeah.
My grandfather helped start Foxfire at Raven Gap and the Coochie School in 1961. And so it's right in the middle of that country, that area. It's the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. It sounds beautiful. And you're trying to set up a place there too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is do a center there where I can have a farm-to-table restaurant, organic, Ayurvedic, and vegan, and have classrooms to teach energy medicine and other ways of healthy living and off-grid living, and just incorporate it all together and do it there in person at a center, and have a network where I can do it online all over the world, and then travel like I do to different places and do things. So it's slowly coming together.
No, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And I know you do a lot of traveling because you're always going places. Well, yesterday you were in Manhattan and now you're in Detroit.
And then I'll be in Lilydale next week.
And next week you'll be in Lilydale. And speaking of Lilydale, if anyone is near the Western New York area, they can come and see Ed live. He's going to be doing a workshop at the Spirit Art Gallery on the 1st of August from 2 to 5 p.m., and the cost is $30. So any of you in our area, please, you're welcome to come and join the workshop. If you're interested in private sessions, Ed will also be doing some private sessions. So, we're very excited that he's going to be back in our area.
Yes, it'll be a fun time, and we'll wake up a lot more people with it.
Yes, well, And this is a place where people are very open to it as well. Now, you've been to Lilydale a number of times, haven't you?
Yes, I've been doing stuff mainly with Elaine Thomas out at the Fellowship of the Spirits, and I stay with Natalie every time I come, the first house as you come through the gates there. So people around there have seen me with my big Sanji, my golden doodle dog, walking around.
That's how I met you, our doggies. Correct. I met you through our doggies.
Our doggies met.
Our doggies met. Yes. So anyway, that's great that you're going to be back here with us again. And let me see other questions I have for you. So this tingling, so people feel a tingling and a warm sensation when they get this kind of, when they receive, I would say they receive this energy.
Yeah, that's how they differentiate me from everybody else, that when I get a hold of you, your body within about 20 seconds to a minute, some people instantly goes to tingling, warming up. Some people break out in hot sweats, depending on what's, you know, wrong with them and how their bodies activate and come online. And, man, I just crank the juice up, and then I can set up gravitational waves, stuff I learned how to do a long time ago, and through the phone, internet, or in person, I can just focus fields of energy, electric gravity waves, they call them, and I can push you backwards. You can tell me, or I can have people stand behind people and point which direction to send them, and I won't bat an eye, and I'll magnetically push them in that direction from any distance. And when I do the demonstration a little while, I get everybody to stand up, and I'll be pushing almost everybody off balance within 20 seconds worldwide.
Now, you're actually sending this energy through the radio waves?
Yes, I'm sending. No, it's not using the radio. The radio wave is just for the awareness of people knowing that I'm doing something. They found out that this energy comes out of me and kind of like rides the Earth's magnetosphere energy, and it rides it like a carrier wave. And that field is worldwide all the time. So I apply this energy and it rides with it, what they call a quantum wave. And the quantum wave, and as long as you're aware of me, your consciousness opens the door on your end to receive it.
So in essence, what you're doing is you're sending this quantum wave of energy out into the world, and anyone who knows about you can open the door and let you in.
Exactly. And so it doesn't matter if it's telephone, internet. And the neat thing is, it doesn't have to be current time. It can be in the future as long as they hear it through the recording. One of the unique things they found when they were doing the research on me back in the late 90s was, as I talk, I am emitting a low-level frequency energy that is below the level of hearing of the human ear. But through the sound waves, your higher brain functions are picking it up. So I'm setting up a coding system as I talk, and as I talk and send the energy, I'm implanting the energy in what the scientists call the quantum universe that is not restricted by time, distance, or space. So anybody that listens to the recording in the future, through the recording comes this extremely low-frequency signal implanted in my low-level voice that activates their higher brain functions to resonate on the quantum field level of the exact frequency of when I'm implanting the energy as I do it, and that opens the door up, and it feeds backwards. I've had people call me up, said they listened to the recording from shows 10 years ago, and it knocked them clean off their feet every time they listened to it.
So it's almost like, this energy is always there out in the universe.
Correct. It is, and it's not restricted by time.
And so you're just able to make people aware so that they can tap into it.
Correct.
Yeah.
They found this. They don't find it in other people because the other people are not controlling these magnetic fields within their higher brain functions. And by me controlling a field and pulsating it at 1.618 hertz, which is way below the level of hearing, it's still implanting a magnetic wave in my audio that comes out of my mouth, but nobody else, they're not seeing it in other people. That's why I'm so different. And that's what they're, you know, basing all these big dollar research projects on me now. I met with the University of Virginia Medical Board 2 months ago and demonstrated on 3 of the board members in the lab at the DOPS lab in the EEG chamber. And we actually wired the board members up to a DOPS cap, to EEG cap, and then I applied energy through their bodies. And then it was recorded in the data very, very clearly, affecting their electrical nervous system. And these three people I worked on were all above 60 years of age, and they all had long-term medical problems. 2 weeks later, all their medical problems and their long-terms had greatly went away. Nearly wiped it totally out in several different cases with them. And so they got back together with the main medical board and have allotted another $3.5 million to the DOPS lab to buy more equipment with, to study what I can do with this energy. So we've got that system. They picked up a second super high level EEG system to go with the original one, and we're going to have it in the Faraday cage, and it'll be ready in mid-September, and I'll go back and we'll start taking patients from the UVA Medical Center, like stroke and various pain and different type patients, wire them up. They'll have all the baseline data before I get there. And then they'll wire them up in the lab with me, and we'll see what's happening when I apply the energy, the systems in the chamber pick up the waves, and then the systems that's wired up to the patients will record what's going on in the patient's body as I do the electrical changes from myself to them. So our studies are getting far more advanced.
Yes. Well, I know as equipment changes and gets more advanced, the studies can become more advanced.
This second EEG system's $2.5 million more advanced.
Wow.
It's the state of the art. It's the Ray Westmore Neural Imaging Lab at the University of Virginia. It's the state of the art on the planet.
Well, this is wonderful, and I'm assuming that they're spending lots of this money to research you, but they're not paying you lots of money to do it.
Not lots yet, but they're sorry. It's getting better now.
Oh,
I have a feeling that's getting ready to get a lot better. They said they can use a little of that to get me in better motels and stuff.
Oh, well, that's the least
but,
of what
know,
they can
I haven't
do.
I haven't been chasing money with what I do. I'm not like most of these others. I'm a healer. I run out there. Look, how much money can I make? That ain't me. I'm out here. I'd rather do research, learn, and research and learn and help a few people.
No, that's very...
Teach a few.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
that's
you look on my website, you won't find me trying to sell nothing on the website. The most you'll find of anything is I offer sessions at a suggested donation.
Yeah, well, that was the one thing I liked about when I looked at your website and saw these different things was that I saw you also would take love donations. So if there was somebody who really needed help and couldn't afford it, you wouldn't turn them away, which is very kind. Yeah. And I was impressed by that fact as well. So anyway, we now know about Ed and his incredible talent, and we've learned that this is part of a universal energy that people can tap into it, either at the same time he's doing it or at some time in the future when we do things. And I'm sitting here going, I think we need to take a break. And we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll be back with Ed. And then Ed's going to do his experiment. So people get ready to experience his healing energy that will come your way. And see if there's any changes or tingling or warmth that you feel within your own self.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more. But it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Welcome. We're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. The phone lines are going to be open for your testimonials to call in and tell us whether or not you have felt any of Ed's healing energy. So the phone number is 800-930-2819. And now I'm going to welcome back Ed Edwards, and I'm going to ask him to do his experiment. Ed?
All righty. And let me get my... Here we go. Now, if I could get everybody in the audience that's not driving to stand up for me. And if you can stand up and pull your feet close together. Okay, and Susan, if you could give, since we don't want dead air here, if you could give a little feedback, stand up and take part in it.
Okay. I will.
Okay. Stand up. Now, what I'm doing is starting to resonate a field of energy and transmitting it worldwide.
Okay.
And you tell me when you feel it pulling, pushing on you.
I do. I feel like I'm swaying.
Yeah, like you're swaying.
Right.
I'll let it lock in, and then I'll push you in any set directions.
Yeah, because I'm just kind
also,
of in a circle.
Correct. Okay, now I'm going to push you backwards. This should push you back on your heels.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to let off of it. I'm going to reverse the polarity and pull you forwards.
Yep, you're doing it.
Uh-huh. Now I'm going to let off of it. Now I'm going to take you sideways. If you got your feet fairly close together, it'll be a little weaker than the front back, but here we go. This should pull you to your right.
Yes, yes. I have to be careful.
Okay, I'm going
to
let off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful. Now I'm going to pull you to your left.
Whoa. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I did? I centered myself and tried to not actually resist it, but be centered. And boy, I just went over and I wasn't controlling it.
And that energy is measurable. The university does experiments with me all the time where no matter where I'm at in the country, they'll do it through Skype and I can affect the equipment at the University of Virginia lab just like I affected you right there.
Yes. So I don't know if
Measurable.
Any of our listeners tried this, but if you did and you can tell us about your experience, call 800-930-2819.
Yeah.
What were you
going to
say?
Yeah, now see if your fingers are tingling any there. Feel any electrical tingle? And if any of your audience out there has any aches and pains, they'll notice those aches and pains loosening and relaxing and warming up. Like I say, what I do is I don't have to do just one to one person. I could do one to as many as listening at the same time.
Hmm. Now let me ask you a question. So this is put on a podcast, so people can listen to it after the live show. So if they listen to it, then they would have the same effect.
They will have the same effect, and all. And if they want to extend and want future sessions, they can go to my website, make a donation, and make sure they put their phone number and wait for me to contact them. And it sends me an alert notice, and I'll get right back in touch with them, you know, as quick as I can, and do a private session over the phone with them and super tune them, as I say. But even as for just a demonstration, everybody that's aching or hurt should be feeling some effects right now.
Okay, so... that's good to know. So you people can call in and again get energy. I like to call it energy because I think that's more accurate. Can get an energy healing over the phone. So yes, go to Ed's website. Give us your website again, Ed.
It's www.eddwards.com. My name is Edwards. www.edd. My first name has two D's in it. Then Edwards, EDWARDS.com. And then you can find some pretty neat videos on there, some pictures of me and my dog and everything. Doing research projects and things like that. And if you go to my YouTube site, just type in Mr. Ed Edwards or Ed Edwards in the search engine, you find all kinds of neat things. Even a rock and roll song called Eddie the Alien. boys wrote about me back in 2000. I used to get up on stage with this band, and when they played the song, I'd light up all the audience.
Oh, okay. So you would use the energy in an entertainment.
Yeah.
Fashion. That's cool.
Correct. Fun. Yeah. Like I said, the same energy I made people fart silent prayer in church with when I was a kid.
Yeah. Did anybody ever figure out that you were doing that?
Grandma did. I got a pretty good scolding one time.
Oh, okay. So they did figure it out.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she's sitting down there in the choir, and she saw me doing it one day because I was sitting in the balcony.
Okay.
And she could feel it going on. Lady, I guess that spider farted pretty good. I think she didn't like that worse than the actual what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, in some ways it's funny, in some ways it's not. But You know, yeah. I can see that because in a religious setting, it would be appropriate if it was in a comedy club or something like that. But church.
True. But to me, it was just a funny little thing I was doing. I was only 7 years old. Yeah. And then when I used to get picked on a lot, I was in that little country town. Another movie they filmed there was Deliverance. So I'm in the town mm-hmm. they filmed Deliverance then and grew up there. Little redneck town. And I used to get picked on a lot because I was different from everybody else up until about the third grade. And then I learned how to change this electrical field that I produce around my body systems that when the bullies would come at me, and I knew they was going to try to beat me up or be bullyish against me, they'd get about 10, 12 feet from me, and this electrical field would cause their bladders to click loose, and they'd start peeing all over themselves.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, that's a self-defense system for a kid that was always getting beat up. You know, that, and once I mastered that, they quit picking on me.
I'm sure, because that's a very embarrassing thing for a kid. So now, you don't
teach... Yes, it is.
Yeah, you don't teach kids how to do that now, do you?
No, the only time I use that technique is when people fly up on my bumper, you know, and stuff like that, and I'm driving. I don't like people to do that, so I send that signal back there that they got to go to the bathroom real bad.
Oh, okay.
It works pretty good. It'll get them right off my bumper.
I can imagine. I don't think I'd want to be driving behind you. I'll remember that if I ever do.
As long as you respect it, stay back there where you belong.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I definitely will. No question. So,
I teach people, you know, I was taught respect a long time ago, and, you know, it's all respect.
Yeah, well, that's an important thing. Yeah, a lot of people don't respect other people these days. And, I've had a lot of people come up on my tail end a little too close. Yeah. So maybe that's it. When you come here...
That's all it is.
Yeah. Ed's coming to Lilydale, and he'll be here on August 1st. So if anyone wants to come to his workshop, it's 3 to 5 at the Spirit Art Gallery in Casadega, New York. And Ed, I'm going to have you give me some lessons on how to make those drivers pee.
Yeah, well, it saved me out of several tickets, I guess, when I might have been driving a little too fast.
Yeah. But anyway, that'll be a fun.
But it's a fun thing to have. But when I can teach people how to do all kinds of things, they just have to be open-minded a little bit.
Well, yes, you have to be open-minded enough. But now that would be another question, and we don't have enough time to really get into the answer. But yeah, people would have to be open-minded, I would think, in some ways, to really accept this energy and this healing.
Yeah, they do. Because if you're closed-minded, find it, you can block it. Those that are open-minded, I've been able to help several thousand people already in the last 20 years.
That's fantastic.
And every time I work with people, I keep learning. I'm getting stronger and stronger. The universities have been measuring me now for 26 years. They've seen a steady increase every year.
Oh, and you're
I'm able to produce it. The amount of energy I'm able to produce and maintain, I'm able to keep it going longer and longer and at higher levels. And I've got much more fine-tuned. Nowadays, I can get a hold of people with neuropathy, whether it be chemo or radiation, and make that neuropathy go clean away in about 5 minutes in person. Look on my YouTube site. I've got stroke patients I've worked with where they were paralyzed, and I run this energy backwards through their paralyzed limbs, and within a couple of minutes, they start moving them. The doctors say that I'm causing the nervous systems from the stroke area of the brain to rewire back into their brain when I do it.
Okay.
That'll be some of the new research at UVA.
Well, you know what? Ed, we're going to have you come back again and tell us more about this research and the directions it's going in. I really want to thank you for being my guest today and tell everyone you've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show. And you can contact us at our website, www.spiritartgallery.net. Or if any of you want to send me any testimonials on this, you can send it to me at spiritartgallery@gmail.com. So it's either www.spiritartgallery.net or spiritartgallery@gmail.com. And again, I thank you, Ed, very, very much for everything. And I'm going to say goodbye, everyone, until next week. Take care and blessings to you all.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.